Hello and welcome. I just wanted to, and I promise I will be quick, just talk about a couple of other ways that the School of Computing here at Edinburgh Napier would like to work with the schools so that we can really learn from one another. I think a lot of you have already had IT for you working with you, so I'm going to look at a couple of other things very briefly, I hope. Okay, so the first thing I really want to talk about, and all of you have got them in your pack, and that's this new MSc computing for, Computing for Educators. And what this is that we have a suite of work-based masters, and what we've done is added to them, and this is the latest in our work-based masters. Some of our others are things like advanced security and cybercrime, which is addressing the needs that Police Scotland were talking about. So what this one's done is aimed at colleges, college lecturers, and also school teachers, and it's to try and help develop skills and give a credit for that professional learning. And so what it is it's CPD fast-track masters based around the work environment. And we have three intakes a year, September, January, and May. So we hope to kick it off in January 2015. So what is it? Well, it's 12 months, a PG dip, and then you go on to a part-time dissertation. And what we wanted to do is to find a means of which you could sort of work and around your teaching and perhaps address some of the issues for Curriculum for Excellence and make it actually individual to each of you. All our other work-based masters which we've run have just turned out to be very transformational, and that practically everyone they've gained in confidence. Over half of the people on our other courses have been promoted or taken other jobs. So it's actually a way of really developing skills. So how do we do it fast track? Well, you can see up here, in 1 year, we use all three trimesters. And what the major piece of work is called Advanced Professional Practice, that's 1 year module where we come in and discuss with you what you want to do during that year. So it could be a mixture of developing your own skills, but it could be also developing materials. So we support you and decide what the learning outcomes of that module are for you, so everyone gets an individualized assessment. With it, you've got three different modules. These are all optional, and I've just put up there a couple of examples. So you could want to take some educational ones, and there's an example of it, or you could have one about assessment strategies. We have technical ones like network security, but we've also got security, cybercrime, the pen testing that was talked about earlier. And we've got other ones in software engineering, again, if you want to develop in other ways, or indeed some of the business and IT modules. So you can pick these modules. Attendance for these modules is equivalent to 1 day a month. But what we were looking at doing for school teachers is to offer them 2 half-days a month. So it's really a fast way of making sure that what you do for your development is supported by the university and also given credit. So that's one thing that we want to do, and I'm really happy to talk to anyone about it afterwards. Another way that we're happy to work with schools is in professional practice. And we have a module which is for students in the third year or the fourth year where they want to apply their learning into a work situation. And one of the things that they can do is come out and help you in the schools. For them, they get the credit. For you, you get some input for free. So it's really a win-win. And here you've got some examples here of a student who went out and helped develop material and helped in the classroom. So it's 180 hours of work. And again, if you're interested in that, there's a contact up there, Andrea Scott, to work in. And then really the final thing to do is to just say that we do have the Christmas cybercrime or cybersecurity lecture, and there are places, and I've been told in particular at 2:30, there's quite a lot of places. That's all I want to say. So if anyone's got any questions, perhaps catch me afterwards if my voice is still there. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Alison. I'm really glad your voice held out for that.